Everything's screwed up today.
We botched this one. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the shit show, which is the Steve and Captain Evil podcast. Rick has completely dropped the ball.
but the TV headphones don't work.
The headphones do not work today, so we're going to have to be creative.
Rick's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
No, but your phone is for real listening to you.
I know my phone is listening to me. I was scrolling Instagram before we started while we were troubleshooting the headphones.
It's for
and
sure
I got an ad for Dr. Scholl's sandals. And I was like, you know, you're getting old when you're getting orthopedic ads on your Instagram.
Dude, it's AARP is what you're getting.
No, I am not getting those. Don't say that. Now I'm going to get ads for that.
No, it's definitely, definitely listening to us, but welcome to the show. First of all, you look beautiful as always.
Thank you.
You're in your little fancy.
Thank you.
Blue. What?
My blue number.
So that jacket almost looks like the shirt that. What was the oldest son in the Cosby Show?
Theo.
Remember, Theo wanted to be a shirt designer and made a shirt. That is almost that shirt.
It's a cropped trench in a really cute bright blue.
Rick, do you know what I'm talking about?
It's like Theo's shirt.
I do.
Show the shirt. Show the shirt. I'm telling you, dude. It had the little flap and everything.
I was just feeling a little chubby today, so I wanted to cover my arms and my waist. That's really all day. It's about.
You know you're chubby when you do that a lot. When you're like, ugh, you fat ass.
It was yellow,
but it kind of looks like.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. You're right.
I told you. Look.
You're right.
It's right there. Click on, make it bigger, the image.
I see it right there.
With this one?
Not that one. The one on the.
The one where they got the arms like
to the right. One more over. That one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Do they sell it? They actually sell
it? No, well, that's somebody else. I don't know what he clicked on.
That's one for sale. Oh, there it is underneath it.
So go underneath. Yeah.
This is the first time I'm ever using the internet, so.
It's a shit show. But yes, look, see? There it is. There it is. It kind of looks like the shirty design. Now, that's another, you know how old you are? I remember episodes of The Cosby Show, and it's been off since the 90s. I love that show growing up.
Yeah, no, it was a great show. It was a great family sitcom. Yeah, I do. It was a great family sitcom. And I loved it because the older sisters, like for me, I was watching it as a younger girl. And just to see the subject matter that was coming up with the older sisters seemed like so risque and controversial as a little girl.
I love that show. And I think, I mean, it was, I mean, Bill Cosby has become Bill Cosby, right? Whatever has happened. But you know, he wanted to put an educated black family on TV and I'm so tired of the, you know, well, this is a black show and this is a Latino show. And if it's good, people are going to watch.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter that the Huxtables were black to me. I don't know if it mattered to you. It was just a good show.
Yeah. You were just watching a family.
It was funny and it was just a family. And this idea that, well, let's make a Latino sitcom. Like, no, just make a sitcom.
Yeah.
Just make a sitcom with people who happen to be Latino.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated. You know, when you watch a movie, you know, Black Panther, I didn't care that it was a black superhero. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
It was just awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and if it happens to be white and it's awesome, great. I don't understand this, like... Yeah, am I making sense, Rick?
He's quiet. It's a complicated issue, and really kind of made it very simple. But
I think the lack of representation over the years make it a big
issue. Yes. It's about a lack of representation.
But yes, I agree. But it goes back to,
it's unfortunate. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Right, it's not a big deal, right? And if you said, okay, I'm going to cast a movie... We're looking for a funny guy here and an older person here, you know, and you just find the best person.
Unfortunately, we should be there and we're not.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, Hollywood's the only place that they can literally put black, Latino, looking for an Asian. Like, what?
Yeah.
I can't hire at Walmart and be like, yeah, we need more blacks. We need, you know, you can't. I mean, just hire the best. If somebody's good, hire them.
Yeah.
It's real simple. Anyway, I don't know how we ended up there.
my jacket and the Cosby Show.
Yes. You look very Eastery.
Oh, do I? Well, yeah, I got my first sunburn this weekend.
Wow, we forgot to put sunblock on little Delilah.
I know.
When we were out there working and she got...
It wasn't even on Easter. It was when we were outside making the cascarones for Easter.
Yeah, and she got a little red.
We all got
not burnt, but she got a little red.
We had little lines. We had some lines.
Yeah, we were irresponsible with the
I had to go buy sunscreen. I didn't even have like... You know, it was all expired sunscreen from last year.
But that's why, like, people ask me, like, why do you... So Wrangler sells these snap shirts, but they're almost see-through.
Oh, they're, like, paper thin. Yes.
They're so thin, and the wind can go through them. That's what I use for sunblock. When I'm out there, that's why I wear that
shirt. Well, those are not... That's not like a rash guard. It's not... It doesn't have SPF in it the way, like, a rash guard does. It's not necessarily protecting you from the sun.
Yes, it is.
You're getting an even... It's happening. No, of course, it's protecting you. Like me with my tan lines.
Of course, it's protecting you from the sun. But that's what those shirts are made for: is to work outside, to have the long sleeve in the summer, so that you could have it's still breathable, and cool. But people look at me, they go, "Oh, what's with the cowboy hat? Sunblock. Yeah. What's with the long shirt? Sunblock."
But then your shorts and your snake boots.
Well, my calves, and then, you know, there's a little area between my shorts and my snake boots that...
If I'm being honest, I'm not sure how they make snake boots big enough for your calves to fit in.
It's tough. It's an issue.
No.
It really is. You think I'm joking? It is. When I zip up, it's tight around the calves. It's tight around daddy's calves. But we had our annual Easter party.
Yes.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And I had a blast. And I love... your dad actually, that, by the way, people have been asking how Daddy Raymond's doing.
Oh, they have, yes.
He is doing wonderful.
He was good. He was happy to be at Easter and able to celebrate. Because last year they didn't do Easter with us. They were nervous about him being exposed to that many people and getting
sick. But I'm also really proud of him. I mean, he drinks his beet juice every single day religiously.
Yeah.
He has changed the way he eats. I mean, he's doing wonderful. We'll get to Daddy Raymond having fun later, but... You know, your dad came up to me and he goes, "You didn't enjoy your party." I go, "What do you mean?"
Oh.
He goes, "All you did was work." I go, "But that's what I enjoy."
Yeah.
Right? I enjoy serving. I enjoy working. I enjoy watching other people have fun. Like, that's what I enjoy, setting things up for others to have fun.
Yeah.
And then I love when people go, "Oh my gosh, we had a great time."
Yeah. I don't think we ever do it with the expectation that we're like going to sit and relax.
No, we were. You do too. You're busting your butt. And you know, Rick came and brought his boys.
Rick, I have to tell you, your boys are so sweet. I know we don't talk about them much, but like every time they come over, when they leave, they come and they give us a hug and say bye and thank you.
I don't know how a human being grows like that.
What do you mean?
Oh my God, dude.
That they're so tall?
Like, from one day to the next, I'm like, "I saw you boys 6 months ago, and your oldest boy grew 8 inches. Literally 8 inches in 6 months." I'm like, "How does that happen?"
Yeah.
But when, you know, when people come over and they go, "God, we had a great time," that's what's important to me. And that's what I enjoy, you know.
Seeing the kids smile.
I had a drink at the end of the night, at the end of the evening. Everybody had left. I poured myself a little Crown. I sat down, I had a drink, and I relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, and just chilled. And I think there was a few guys out there. And then I went inside and I go, "You know what? I'm going to go get my little Spanish Oak, Rebecca Creek. I'm going to have one more." That's when you called.
Yeah.
"I'm going to have a little Spanish Oak, Rebecca Creek, and just have a couple of drinks."
Yeah.
And just relax. And look at the aftermath.
The confetti everywhere.
Oh my gosh, dude, the kids. Yeah. Running out of the barn to go get Easter eggs. I mean, it was just, we had a wonderful time. And then Daddy Raymond, you're going to love this, Adrian and Rick. So Daddy Raymond comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Mato, hey, dude, hey, we need a craps table. Hey, go get some boards and we can make a craps table." But so his idea was to make it to where it fit in the pool table. And I'm like, "Well, screw that. I'm going to make like a half a craps table." Right? And man, he got out there with his, he and your dad, and now I know where you, like, everything I tell her dad is wrong. No, let me tell you how to do it. Let me tell you how to do it. No, no, you don't know. You don't know how to do it. I know how to do it. Let me do it. And I'm just like, oh, okay, Raymond, like, do it. No, no, it has to be perfect. It has to be perfect. And that's not how you do it. And let me show you how to do it. And I'm like, oh, God. And even Phil, and like, we're watching him. And you know, Phil, like, we're cutting the board. And he's like, no, you got to screw another board into this board so that you can get the line perfect. And we're like, dude, we're just trying to build a street craps table. Like, let's go.
A street craps table.
Right. So anyway, we made it. And then, by the way.
Well, because my dad knows that there's going to be a craps table at my house. I want it to be a nice craps table. Well,
and then Renee, of course, being Renee, what are y'all building? And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. Like, and then your mom immediately was like, a craps table. That's what they're building, a craps table. And I'm like, dude.
I love how we went from Easter prep the night before the party to making a craps table.
Well, that was my final
completely
detail.
Completely unrelated to the Easter
final,
event.
Final detail was making the craps table. And then the whole party, your dad, hey, get it going. Get it going, man. Get the table out, man. Let's get it going, dude. Get the money. Get the guys, right? So finally, at I don't know, it was like at the
towards
end of the party.
Towards the end, yeah. After
I dragged
some people
out the craps table, and dude, like, flies on shit. Everybody's like, what are y'all doing? Like, I'm in, right? McCutcheon, that jerk, he got hauled away from because of the wife. But, like, gambling etiquette, and McCutcheon knew this.
Yes.
You do not show up for 20 minutes, win everybody's money, and then leave. Like, you got to give people an opportunity
to win their money back.
Yeah, to play. Like, yeah. So Kutch gets there, and within 20 minutes, dude, he cleans everybody out.
No way.
And Sarah's like, we got to go. And he's like, sorry, dudes. And like, took his money. We're like, dude, what the hell? And then one of our friend's daughters, she's what, 11?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
She got in there. She had her little purse. What y'all doing? What's going on?
She had her little hip sack on with her tooth fairy money.
She's like, I want to play, right? Dude, she was the cutest thing, and she picked it up so fast. I wanted to catch so much hell from people.
I was like, I feel a little bad. We're talking about Easter, the day Jesus is risen, and we're talking about playing craps with children.
Yeah. She was in there. Okay, who's got me? Who's got me? I'm with him. I'm with him. I'm with Steve. Come on. Let's go. I got $2. I'm with Steve. Let's go. And she was like, and then a 7 with it. She's like, oh, man. Like, she knew the game. Oh, okay, I'm in again. I'm in. And dude, she was winning money. She's having a blast. Her parents in the back like.
We know what we're doing for her 21st birthday.
But it was really cool, too, because one of my oldest uncles on my dad's side, Frank, he showed up. And I mean, it was just a beautiful day.
Yeah. Weather. We could not. I mean, in Texas, it's can be brutal at Easter. You're so hot. And we could not have asked for better weather.
But this year, Renee and I did not fight because I just did what she told me to do. In years past, I have tried to do things on my own because I think I'm my own person and that I can make decisions. And Renee just fucking, why did you do that? Why did you do piñata? Piñata was not on the schedule right now. Why did you do that? And so this year, I'm like, write me an itinerary.
Yes.
And I will follow your schedule so that we do not fight. Because if you do not follow Renee's schedule and do things the way Renee wants, like her dad, you're in trouble. So we did our little schedule. And then what we do every single year, it's our fourth annual here in New Braunfels, we do the egg toss.
Yes.
And it is so cool to see this crazy. Did you play egg toss last year, Adrian?
No, we left before.
Rick, you guys miss egg toss, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh.
I've seen the video.
Yeah. It was so cool to see the huge line.
Yeah.
But in my back backyard, there is a septic tank sprinkler system. Adrian, right in the middle of the egg toss, it goes off.
Two big old huge sprinklers that probably cover, like, when it shoots that water yards. Out, it shoots it out.
I mean, everybody's like, ah! Everybody ran.
And then Steve's like, all right, guys, we'll just move it over here. Form the two lines again. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. After that, I don't know if I want to play egg toss
well,
anymore.
Well, no, but I had told.
Now
I had
you
told,
smell like stinky water and egg.
But no, but I had told brother-in-law Sean, I said, before all this happened, I said, go to the septic system. There's a shutoff. Can you please shut it off?
He's like, oh, you're blaming it on Sean.
I'm on it. And Sean was like, I thought I turned it off. So then Gabe's running over there to try to help. We end up putting like buckets over the sprinkler.
The piñata carcass. They took one of the bunny rabbit piñata carcasses and put it over on top of the sprinkler. And I'm like, well, that's only going to work for so long. Eventually the moisture is going to get to that piñata.
And it continues. And we all got back in line and did it. And it was really cool because this year we had champion medallions and we were able to hand out.
Those were awesome.
Champion medallions, yes. You know? And they were good ones.
Yes, they were very
good.
When
I pulled it out, I was like, hey, I want one of these.
They were quite impressive, yes.
But we had a first and a second, and you know, Tatiana bought only two. And I thought, well, it'd be better if both women wore, like, first and second. So I gave them to the ladies. And then we always do a golden egg and little Delilah. But by the way, what you don't know is Chad came up to me, and he goes, you're not hiding the golden egg, are you? And I go, why? And he goes, well, it's your house. You can't.
Yeah, no, I passed him on to other people to hide because I knew all the kids were going to be watching you or I to see where we put
it. And I told Chad, I go, no. I go, the Lawsons are in charge of the golden egg, not me. I go, if Delilah or Garrett finds it, I don't want people looking at me like, hey, you told them, right?
Yeah.
Delilah walks out.
First of all, she wasn't even supposed to be participating in that egg hunt. We did a separate egg hunt in a completely different area for the littles who were like under five so they wouldn't get trampled by the bigs. And then we did a separate, huge, big one for all the rest of the kids. Of course, Delilah wanted to go participate in that one too. And I was like, who cares? Big deal. You know?
And she found the golden egg. Legit, like she came up to us like, hey, look what I got. Yeah. And we're like, whoa.
Everyone's like, Delilah found the golden egg. And right away I snatched it. And I was like, she's smart. I'm sure she would have understood the concept of golden egg, but we didn't even bother to explain it to her. And so I grabbed the egg. I handed it to another parent. I said, go hide it again. And then I said, Delilah, go pick your prize. Because we had like prizes. And so I was like, just pick whatever you want.
But everybody was like, really, Delilah? I go, yeah, Delilah found the gold. And then what you don't know is Major was reaching for the golden egg.
Uh-huh.
And Presley slid in.
And snatched it?
Snatched it out of it right before he grabbed it.
Oh.
So there's been some controversy.
I didn't know that.
The Trevinos with the...
with the golden egg.
With the golden egg. But it was, in my opinion, one of our best parties. I'd like to thank Matt Castillo for
nice.
Talent.
People loved that. Like that just made the afternoon, even though there's like the chaos of the kids, it made the afternoon like chill and comfortable and
we
pleasant.
We had live music with Matt and Matt was, he's such a talented kid. His stuff is on the radio. Please look for it.
Yeah. He's so talented. I felt so bad because I had to keep interrupting him to get the mic, you know, to make announcements and keep it going. And I was like, he's playing such beautiful
music. Every time
music,
we interrupted him, the guy's 6'3". So I would have to get the mic stand and bring it all the way down to Steve Trevino level.
At one point, I was on my tippy toes talking into the mic.
And then Timmy over bartending and over serving.
Oh, I didn't find out until the end of the afternoon. You were talking about having your drink. He made me a wonderful, at the very end, someone was like, Timmy is making spicy cucumber jalapeno margaritas. And I was like, oh, how did I not know this? So he made me one at the end of the day.
Good?
It was really good. Yeah, it was really good.
And then
I need his recipe.
I got to thank Adam and his dad. I mean, you know, and it's funny because all these dads, you need help? I'll be there. You need help? I'll be there. And none of them showed up. But... Adam and his dad showed up.
Oh my gosh. We'd never even met his dad before.
Oh my
gosh.
And
he showed up and helped fry all this fish. What a sweet, kind man.
But I learned.
We owe them a gift.
Their fish, Adrian, out of this world. I mean.
How is it so perfectly battered and it's like thin? It's not over battered and
the
batter stays on the fish.
I learned it.
It doesn't flake off.
I'm not going to give away their recipe, but I was there to steal. I was helping out to learn how they did it, and it is the best fish, fried fish. I mean, it was.
Well, Adam is an amazing cook.
He's
like one time
cook.
He cooked for a group of us, like 20 of us women, and everything he made was like restaurant amazing. Do you think he learned from his dad?
They put me on fries. Like that's how they like. Steve, you go do fries.
Steve had his own frying. Don't mess with our oil. You just stay over there.
Stay over there and make French fries. That's what you do. So that's what I did. I made French fries and I cut the fish. I did cut the fish for him. But we ended up cooking 45 pounds of catfish.
It all got eaten. Like, at the end of the day, I went to go make myself a plate, and it was literally just like the breadcrumbs is what was left. There was not much fish.
I was on fries, and Rick walked up, and I handed him a piece of fish, and Rick's eyes said the whole story.
Yeah.
Rick, was that not amazing?
The best fish I've ever had in my life. It is. It's almost like when you go to a restaurant and you're like, oh, I could do this at home. I don't know how you guys did it. I kept asking questions too.
Oh, I learned. Do this. I learned and I watched, and that's who I will. But you know, I have no problem being the fry guy.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys know what they're doing. I'm over there being fry guy.
I was just super grateful. It's really over. Like, the thought of cooking for that many people is so overwhelming to me.
But we have such beautiful friends. I mean, by the time I turned around, all the trash had been picked up. Everything had been taken care of. Like, what was that?
What?
Was there fireworks on our video?
Yeah, when you say, like, celebrate or you give a thumbs up, it gives these weird little videos. But it's not being recorded, so.
Oh, I got you. I'm like, congratulations. Look, thumbs up. Yes. You know, just wonderful friends and family. I mean, Everybody picked up. Everybody helped clean. And I don't ever ask or expect anybody to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, Renee did drop the ball. No popcorn was made.
I forgot. We had the popcorn machine and the cotton candy machine. And even this year, I was like, I'm going to ask two teenagers to man it. I had the two teenagers lined up. They knew that was their job. They were plugged into the wall. I just completely forgot about it.
Oh,
the plan was for that to happen towards the end.
Imagine had I forgotten something on her schedule.
Well, now,
the hell I would
have. By the time we caught it, I was like, oh, it's so late in the day. And then we have to clean the cotton candy machine. And then we have to clean the popcorn machine. And none of the kids, usually the kids ask for it too. But I guess all the kids were having such a good time. No, none of the kids even asked me for it.
And I think we had a cry-free party.
Oh, no major meltdowns?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no tears or injuries.
Except Jeff and Don's grown kid had to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, we had someone leave to go to the emergency room and come back because he got like dirt or something up in his eye, and they had to go like clean it out.
He was just standing there, and then he said he got something in his eye, and I mean you could tell. I mean it was red, it was on fire, and he was so uncomfortable. They ended up having to go to minor emergency so they could actually. You know, and then Courtney comes up to me. Do we have an eye flushing station? I'm like, no, we don't have a freaking I got a water hose. I'll smash him with a water hose.
We have the sink by the porta potty.
Yeah. But that was it. That was the only incident that we had.
Yeah.
Usually
you did announce. You were like, if anything happens to your children, it's at your own risk.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays, I got to make sure. I'm like, hey, no Karens.
Watch your kids.
But it was, and then, oh, my God. And then we did the. Rick, did you also miss the mom's piñata?
Yes, they left before the piñatas, I think. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I filled up a piñata full of baby liquor bottles.
I saw that.
Oh, was that the funniest? And what I learned the most, and every one of these women, they would get so mad. When they would miss, they would start swinging hard. Like mad, and I'm like, God, these women get mad, dude. And we're like, okay, three swings each, ladies. Like they were like going crazy. And then who was it? Sarah hit it or something, and it went flying. So then we had to retie it. And all these little liquor bottles. I think I bought like 50 little liquor bottles. We're gonna catch hell. Gambling, liquor bottle pinatas. What kind of celebration?
What kind of Easter is this?
But it was awesome.
Yeah.
And we had a wonderful time, and I love serving people. I love being the host and showing people a good time.
Yeah.
And just thank you to all the friends and family that came out because, you know, Renee and I, we are not always the best friends. We're not the best sons or daughters. We're not the best relatives. Because of our schedule.
You know,
and most 95% of human beings are off on the weekends. That's when we're working.
Yeah.
So building relationships for us and keeping those relationships is very hard. So throwing this party is one of the ways that we say, hey,
thank you.
We love you guys for continuing to be patient with us and be our friends. And
we want to spend time with you.
And we want to spend time with you. And we want to share our blessings. And yeah. So it was wonderful.
For me, it's about the kids. I just want all the kids to have so much fun.
Oh, and they did.
Yeah.
I mean, sack races and a kickball game. And
someone said next year we have to do, since we did the mom's piñata, that if we're going to do that again next year, that then we need to have a dad sack race. An all dad sack race.
Yeah, but, you know, I agree. You know, but I get a little frustrated because, you know, I guess I shouldn't say frustrated, but mm-hmm. a lot of the dads are like, no, I ain't doing that. I'm not in, you know, and but even with the mom piñata, there was a lot of moms that were like, oh, I'll just watch.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at them.
I was going to say, I'm good with that.
But it's, yeah. You girls, in my opinion, are more open to, I'll have fun. I'll participate.
Oh, mine was, I looked around, I thought like, because growing up Easter, my parents were always cracking gusket on us in our heads, and we were always going for them. And so when the kids were doing the egg hunt, I was snatching gusket on us too, and like, you know, slapping them on kids' heads. And I took a bunch of gusket on us to the head, to the butt, to the boob, you know.
But a lot of but people don't know what gusket on us are.
But I looked around and I was like, oh, wait, am I the only person participating? Am I the only parent participating?
I was. I smashed some people. But a lot of people don't know what gusket on us are. Rick, you didn't grow up with those, right?
Yeah,
I know you did. You're Adrian in El Paso, right?
I didn't realize it was such a like a small cultural thing.
I mean, there's so many people even at our party that are like, "Oh my God, this is fun!" And I'm like, "This is the first time that you've done this?" And they're like, "Yeah, we didn't know."
Yeah,
I remember in elementary school we did an egg hunt, and it was. I didn't know, but I had found an egg that I thought was a cascaron, and it was a boiled egg. And I smashed some kid on the head with it.
Yeah.
And
I was that hurts.
I was like, that was the first time that I realized, oh.
Dyed eggs aren't all cascarones.
Yeah, I thought it was all.
Yeah, no, I thought it was such a weird thing too. I was like, wait, you're going to peel it and eat it and you dye it? Like, I just didn't, that was a foreign concept to me too. Just growing up in South Texas, it's always been cascarones. Why would you, dye a hard-boiled egg?
But it was, you know, Renee has this kind of tradition that we took from my aunt Angie, my mother and Angie, where all these eggs are ready to be dyed, so she gets all the kids together. They dye them.
Uh-huh.
They glue the little paper on them. They put the confetti in it. Uh-huh. You know, but it was—I mean, for me, I
think
love
we made
seeing,
about almost 20 dozen. The kids, with
I just
the kids.
Love seeing the confetti everywhere. Like you look on the ground, and there's confetti on the ground.
The
I mean,
color,
I just,
yeah.
I love, you know, and then
and
I,
hopefully the eggshells are supposed to be good compost. So I'm like, hopefully it'll help the.
Well, somebody came up to me and they're like, the lawn. They go, how do you clean all this confetti out here? And I go, you don't. You just let it disintegrate into.
Takes a couple of months, some good rains.
I'm just I guarantee you, there's some environmentalist out there that has invented the confetti with seeds in it, like. Because you can buy a card.
Yes, that has
like
seeds built into the paper. Yeah.
The paper's actually seeds.
Yeah.
Oh, I just invented it. Nobody steal it. If I see it, it's me. I patented it. Patented it. I don't know how you say patented.
You've got to be able to say patent first, Steve.
No, you don't. Yeah, no, you don't. But we had a wonderful Easter and I look forward to it all year.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to throw that party.
It just came so early this year. Like I just feel like we had the release of the special. We were traveling everywhere. It just came so fast this year.
It definitely did come on us pretty quick, but I was really proud. And then we'll not go there, but I was really proud of what we accomplished and how beautiful everything looked. And you know, you got to go get all your eggs down.
Oh my God. No, even not just getting the eggs down. I have like all these cute Easter DIY projects that I bought all this stuff for. And in our old podcast studio, they're like on a table all spread out. And I was like, I'm going to make them. I'm going to film it. I'm going to share all these DIY ideas. They're not done. I'm like, do I do them now after Easter? Do I just like pack them up in a box and save all the supplies for next year? I don't
know.
I have all this,
question or a
I have all
question.
This Easter stuff.
I mean, I think you should fucking burn all that shit.
It does look like Easter threw up all over the old podcast studio.
But it was I think a huge success.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun.
You know, I think it was a huge success, and you know, we had a bouncy house, and the kids just went at it.
Yeah.
You know, and again, nobody cried. You know, no fights. No.
No.
It was
at least not that we know of. If the kids got upset with each other, no one ever brought it to our attention.
I don't think so. I mean, Delilah's over there just bossing all the any kid 5 and under, Delilah's in charge of.
Oh my God. She's was covered in dirt on her face. Oh. The moment she got in the backyard, her shoes were gone. She never wore shoes the entire
time. That little girl
is
and she's so stinking tough. So we would do the piñata and then some candies would come out and then all the kids would go and poor Delilah, man, she'd jump in there. And you would see her literally get thrown out of the scrum.
Kids would grab her and take her out of the middle.
Yeah, they're having a scrum, and Delilah just gets thrown. But she didn't care. Like, she rolls and then gets back in there. She's such a tough little girl.
Yeah.
Such a tough little girl. And, you know, it makes me proud to see her be scrappy like that. Like, I mean, literally kicked out.
I know your mom was like, I had to stand there next to her. She goes, I felt so bad. She was just getting trampled, but she didn't care.
I mean, literally getting trampled. With all the other old kids, and then you'd see her roll out of it, and then, boom, go back in.
Yeah.
And she's so tough.
I think next year we might have to split up, though, since we have two piñatas anyway, just split up the group so that the littles have a chance to kind of only run, because it is intimidating. It's scary.
Yeah,
it's
and
scary.
I think next year we do two piñatas. Put that on the schedule. I'll make sure to make sure to execute properly so we don't get in trouble. Career, Simple Man.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening.
People are watching it. Actually, I was just talking to Christina. She's like, she said some of her friends from California, she's like, they watched it. It was Easter weekend. People were home and hanging out. So I think people who hadn't had a chance to like sit down and watch it, watched it this weekend.
I was so embarrassed.
Why?
What was it? Friday or Saturday. Mom's there. And I walk in the house because I'm out in the back, like setting everything up, like Friday or Saturday. I walk in the house. Mom's watching me in my house.
Oh, no. My
and
my
I'm like, I can't have like, yeah, the big TV. I'm like, I can't have friends coming over and being like, God, all they do is watch himself. Like, God,
oh,
this guy
I didn't
just
think about that. I was like, you should
wow,
be
wow, there's a little me action going on here.
My parents don't have Netflix. So Daddy Raymond was watching it in the living room because he doesn't have Netflix.
But I'm like, you know, I don't want friends to come over and be like, oh, I guess that's all they do here is watch Steve. Yeah. You know, they talk about Steven Seagal having statues of himself everywhere. And, you know, you walk into Stallone's house and Stallone's got, you know, basically a shrine to himself.
Yeah.
You know, and I always thought, man, I don't want to be that guy. And then people walk into my house like, well, I guess Steve is that guy. He's got his self up there.
No, but it's important
ass,
right now. We're still trying
ass.
To.
I'm like, I ain't watching.
I know
this shit.
He got out.
Like,
I was like, turn it off, and he walks out of the house. But we're still racking up those views.
We're still
playing it on tablets at home.
We're gonna get a 28-day review, and we're probably 15 days.
It's been a little more than that, yeah, babe.
So maybe 16, 17 days.
Yeah, we have a little over a week left.
I will say that you know I get every 2 days I get like. Or every day I get, this is how many tickets you sold for the tour. Definitely going up.
Yeah.
Like the ticket sales. And a lot of the question, again, to answer it again, it is different material.
Yes.
But then people get upset.
Because they want to see.
They want to see the special. And I'm like, I don't know how to make.
Everybody happy.
Like, I don't.
No, I think the majority of people don't want to see the same thing again. When you're spending the money on a ticket. You know, you're spending the money on a ticket and you want to.
But believe it or not, there are comedians that tour for 20 years.
With the same act.
Literally
yeah.
with the same act.
Yeah.
And they continue to sell tickets, but it's the same exact hour.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just don't get excited about doing.
Oh, you know what question I want to answer? Rick, while you're here too, just so we make sure we're saying this correctly. People are asking in other countries. They're like, I'm not seeing it. Oh, I thought it was going to be available.
So you have to tell them that they have to change their settings to English.
Even if it's an English-speaking country?
You have to change your... Renee loves to argue, guys.
No, no. I just want to make sure we're being very clear because people are asking.
Yes, you have to have your settings for your Netflix to English.
Okay.
Yes. So when anytime I get hit up like, oh, it's not in Sweden, it's not in Germany, we just answer with change your settings to English.
Yes, got it.
And then they can get it.
Okay.
But yes, we are worldwide, Rick. As long as their settings are in English. So then that means that the subtitles are in different languages?
Correct.
Ah. They didn't dub me over in Spanish? Like, you remember we used to watch those movies, like the English movies at Grandma's house? Yeah. The Kung Fu movies. But, I mean, I think it's doing great. I think, you know, people are...
I'm just always asking people because I'm so curious. I don't want people to have to search for you. Like part of the beauty of being on a platform like Netflix is that you hope that your picture, you know, the Steve Trevino Simple Man is like flashing up on people's screens, but it's algorithm based. And so all I see from I'm like, okay, where does it show up on your screen? And do you see it suggested in comedies? And like I got when I looked on my phone, I got a section that said blue collar comedy. This was like early on. This was like after 3 days or you just dropped out of the top 10. And when I checked,
oh, thanks for the reminder.
When I checked, there was a blue collar comedy section and I like scrolled across and Simple Man wasn't in there. And I was like, Simple Man is made for the blue collar man and woman. Like, how are we not there? So I screenshotted it and I sent it to your manager and he goes, Renee, I don't even get suggested blue collar comedies. He's like, that's not even a category on my Netflix. So even I didn't realize, but even that is personalized to people's Netflix profiles.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And you know, we got Rick here who is super nerdy when it comes to this stuff. You got Adrian over there who is a social media freaking guru. I can't even imagine how they keep up with, like, what are the programs that go into Netflix per user?
Who suggests what? Yeah, for each, that it's so different for each person.
Like, that's got to be a logistical nightmare, right, Rick? Right, Adrian? Of how they... How do they, how would they, is
the
it?
Changes are ridiculous on how often it changes too.
But it's, there's got to be a program.
Oh, well, a friend sent us that too. So like when you were in that top 10 and it was changing, it showed your picture as number one on her screen, but it had like words over, it hadn't completely loaded the change. And so for a split second, she sent me a screenshot. She was like, look, Steve's number one. And then she like refreshed it. And she's like, no, you're not.
You're out of the top 10.
But I was like, no, I'm going to tell him anyway. For a split second, you were number one.
But I would also assume, Rick, that do you guys think, you and Adrian, do you guys think that that is a true top 10?
Yes.
So it's a legit top 10. They don't manipulate it to push.
No, I mean, for all of us to be able to see the same top 10, the numbers that you are saying relate to the numbers that I was seeing as well. That's a true top 10.
Yeah.
Plus, they're a publicly traded company, so they can't lie about numbers like that.
Oh, they can't. So I really did fall out of the top 10.
Except for that number. They do allow for the Trevino effect.
And I think that was what the big writer strike was about too, right? Was to be more, to understand your success more, correct?
I'd have to dive in. That certainly wasn't the top level.
Yeah.
I'd have to dive in and see if that was one of the issues.
Well, I mean, it I know one of the issues is, you know, we'll just use, you know, Gilmore Girls, for example, right? So you've already got 100 episodes of Gilmore Girls. Netflix wants it. How do you put a price on that?
Yeah.
Because if you're Netflix, you go, well, what if nobody watches it?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you want me to pay $50 million for this catalog? What if nobody watches it?
Yeah.
I'd rather get paid for clicks. Like, if I'm Gilmore Girls, I go, you know what? How about you pay me nothing, but you pay me X per view?
Yeah.
Rick.
But it's so much. It's hard. It's even more complicated than that, because you say even clicks, but like a click doesn't necessarily mean a complete view. We know that. It just means the first 2 minutes.
But that's Netflix's argument too. Does Gilmore Girls lead to more subscriptions? Because subscriptions is how they make their money, not through ads.
Yeah.
Right. So, go ahead, Adrian.
No, now they have ad based. So.
Because you have to either pay a premium. Because I know Amazon Prime is like, because I wanted to see Point Break the other day. Don't ask why. But it was like,
you have a crush on Keanu Reeves I don't know about?
Oh, come on. Patrick Swayze, dummy. Yeah. Come on. Keanu seems too dumb. I just, for whatever reason, I was scrolling through Amazon Prime. I'm like, oh, man, I haven't seen Point Break in forever. I want to watch it.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, oh, crap, there's ads.
I didn't know that.
So I guess they're offering some things free with your subscription.
If you're willing to watch the ad.
Which is so crazy, like. We went from ad TV to go to pay TV now we're back at
ad TV. I think we all knew it was going to head that way eventually.
Well, so then you just might as well watch Pluto or any of those, Tubi. And I mean, all those are free with ads anyway.
Yeah. It's just a different landscape.
I don't know. It's crazy, but I'm very proud of the clicks that we have been able to generate.
Yeah.
And the wonderful positive feedback that we are receiving. There are some people, and it's so funny, you know, for the Cabana story, where, you know, some people are like, why didn't you just book the Cabana? And I'm like, that's why it's funny. It's funny because I went to my wife and asked her to book it.
Uh-huh.
And then I got mad when she was asking questions. And that's what people, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're missing, you know, or some people are like, you know, when I go, I talk about, you know, if she likes her and I don't like him, we're hanging out. And if I like him and she doesn't like her, I'm never seeing that guy again. You know, obviously a joke, right? And obviously an exaggeration.
Yes.
But people are like, stop being a pussy, dude. If you want to hang out with him, just hang out with him. And I'm like, it's an over-exaggeration. It's a comedy show. It's...
I agree that, like, some people take what you say on stage very literally, and they don't understand the over-exaggeration for the joke and the humor that makes it funny. But I think part of that is because you are such a, like, normal dude, and you get up there and you make it look so simple, like you are just telling a story. I think a lot of people miss... that these are written jokes that are crafted, and you are a performer, and that this is...
It's an over-exaggeration.
For entertainment.
Is it honest? Is it true? Is it real? Yes. But technically speaking, and I'm just using Rick as an example, and this is not at all true, if me and Rick get along and you and Gigi don't, I'm not calling Rick.
Yeah.
I'm not hanging out with him. It's just going to be a lot harder to hang out. But you know, it's just funny that people take it like, you know, the machismo of, well, be a leader, pussy. If you want to hang out with him, just hang out with him. I'm like, oh my dude, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Like it's not that big of a deal, guy.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, Easter was wonderful. We hope everybody out there had a wonderful Easter.
Happy Easter.
And we'd like to give it up to Aztec Chevrolet for always, always, always being there for us and looking out for us and taking care of us.
Yes.
There's one in Uvalde. There's a Ford store in Goliad. So we do have options for you. Rebecca Creek has just been so great to us. We need to set up another in-store meet and greet with those guys and get to meet people and hopefully get people to... really taste Rebecca Creek. I am in Pueblo, Colorado tonight. I am in Wyoming tomorrow night. And I am in Denver on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So please get your tickets. And then Raoul Western Wear, the shirt I am wearing on the special is from Raoul. Western Wear, a collab with me, Renee, some of our best friends. We're a part of that company. Pick Cherries. Who else? Old Salt Coffee.
Old Salt Coffee.
We love it. It's delicious. And I think that's about it. But you look beautiful as always.
Thank you, sir.
Renee spent 10 hours getting her hair did.
Oh, my goodness. We've had this argument on the podcast already in previous seasons. I'm sure we did it on season one. You have no hair, so you have no idea how long it takes to color a woman's hair.
Did I say I was mad? Rick, what did I say I was mad? I just said that your hair looks beautiful, and it is worth it.
You left that part out, sir.
It took 10 hours.
No, it didn't. It took 5.
It did not take 5.
It took 5. I was there 5.
It was 10 hours. 10 hours. I'm over there, daddy daycare, handling the kids all by myself.
They go to school handling the kids by yourself.
While you're getting your hair done.
Shut your mouth.
Rick, Adrian, any questions to wrap up?
I got one question for you.
Uh-oh.
No, it's I've often wondered about people that live on compounds like you guys do. You have so many areas. Like, what is your, at the end of the night, do you go out to the bar area in the back? Do you sit by the pool? Do you go under your little patio? Like, what do you do to just to relax?
We don't relax.
We don't. But you know what I have started.
It is a battle. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It is a battle. Bedtime is a battle still at our house.
Yeah.
It is a full-on scrap, exhausting situation.
Tag team.
Yep.
Like whichever child is gonna put up the biggest fight about which parent puts them to bed with, we do that.
But we do, you know, my chill spot is the bar in the barn.
You love it, yeah.
I love being back there. I love working back there. Then at the end of my work day, whether I'm cutting the yard or weed eating or building crap stables, I like to wind down out there. I will say that Friday, we had people over Friday, and we lit the fire pit and relaxed by the fire pit. Summertime, in the evenings, it's the swimming pool.
Yes.
And hanging out by the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Mine
is my bed. I just really want to be in my bed with my feet up at the end of the day.
I'm not going to say a joke. I am not. I'm going to keep that joke to myself. Write it yourself, people.
By myself. I really enjoy my big old bed by myself with nobody else in it.
But yeah, I mean, you know, yes, we have so many areas, which is why I don't ever want to leave my house, because if I need a bar, I have one. If I need a swimming pool, I have one. If I want to go to the...
Make s'mores
in the fire pit, we do it. But we feel so blessed, and we want to share that with everybody. That's another comment that we've been getting lately is people are like, is this guy for real? I love serving.
Yeah.
I just do.
You're a giver.
I'm a giver.
You're a giver.
I love, love, love making people's days.
Yeah. You're a giver and a caretaker.
Sharing blessings. I love it. You know? So with that being said, wonderful podcast. We love you all. For those of you that send us messages and say, hey, wonderful Friday morning coffee. Enjoy your coffee.
I hope
it's Old Salt. And those of you that have continued to love and support us, we love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.